It's the power of the anointing. Now let's read. Verse 30 again. And Jesus, recognizing in himself the power proceeding from him had gone forth, he turned around immediately in the crowd and he says, "Who touched my clothes?" And the disciples kept saying, "You see the crowd pressing hard around you from all sides, and you ask, 'Who touched me?'" Still, he kept looking around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had been done for her, though alarmed and frightened and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. You know, and he said to her daughter, "Your faith, your trust, trust in the Lord with all your heart." See, sometimes you got to keep saying that to yourself. In times of lack, in times of things not going right, trust God, I trusted you with all my heart. It says, he said to her daughter, "Your faith." Faith is trust. It's confidence in me springing from faith in God. You have faith in Jesus because of your faith in God. Okay. Has restored you to health. Go into peace. Now, I remember, actually, it was Ike Agbogu who was with Ed Dufresne and Nancy and a lot of them. And they went into Russia, and they preached, and then afterwards they were going to feed him. And they went, he was going down the steps, and he had a vision of Jesus, if I write, yeah. And was Jesus, and Ike started just sobbing. And they came by him, and he said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Jesus is so hurt because," am I saying this right? Yeah, "so hurt because we do not trust that he has, what he has done for us." I'm not, a worry, the peace. Yeah, the word. Thank you. I lost my train of thought. Okay, because we worry about things that he wants to give us. See, and then later, Nancy Dufresne got that one of the main causes of sickness and disease inside of us is we lose our peace. Peace is huge. It's huge. Yeah. So see, sometimes when you catch yourself worrying, you know, cast that down. Get rid of it. Start singing a song, you know. my God supply, I don't know. Yeah, a strong tower. Get some, the righteous run into it. Yeah, and they are saved. Yeah. You know, those are all, get a psalm and start singing it. Or just speak it. See, and he said, okay. And he said to you, again, I'm going to read it again. "Daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing from faith in God, has restored you to health. Go into peace and be continually healed." Be continually healed. Don't let this thing come back, because sometimes the enemy will make, infirmities come back. "Be continually healed and freed from your distressing bodily disease." Okay, we're not going to go into all the rest with the of that, but now let's reread Ephesians 1. We'll just take our time and go to 21. So, you know what? Start saying this every day. Even if you know, Kenneth Hagin said, say it every day and you'll start getting revelation knowledge of the Word of God. It is true. Yes, it is true. You betcha. Let's just read it out of the King James this time. We'll go to verse 17 again. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory," in the glory, there is no sickness, no disease, no lack, there's nothing. "The glory is from heaven, but the glory lives in you. The glory is in heaven, but the glory on earth is in you." And it's going to roll out. That's why we don't need to sing, bring down the glory. Unless, but we've got to tap into the glory that is in us. It's like, and that's in a devotional too, like you tap into a pinata to get the candy, right? You got to hit it. You got to hit it with faith. You got to strike this glory, this healing, the finances, all these things. You got to strike it with your faith and your confidence and your trust in God. Okay. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, and he's our Father, would give unto all of us that spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of our understanding, that's in here, in your spirit, would be enlightened or flooded with light. Why? So you would know. So you would know the hope of his calling. You would know who you are in Christ. You would know everything is yours already. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. And that you are a saint. Verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his? I wrote so much in my Bible I can hardly see. Of his power. Is the exceeding greatness of God's power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. He worked it in Christ when he raised him from the dead. My God, that power that's in you was the same power that raised Jesus out of hell and resurrected him and healed his that was really mutilated in the grave, right? And then he set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. And if you look at Ephesians 2:6 rather, it goes right with it. And he raised you up together with him, made you sit together with him in the heavenly places. You're there right now in the spirit. And what is that? Verse 21, it's far above the place where Satan wanted to come. All principality and power, and this is the ranking of the demons. The principalities are pipsqueaks. The powers are a little bigger, not much. See, compared to God's power, they're zero power. And then might, that spirit of might. Now those are, or it says in like Ephesians, it says the rulers of the darkness of this world. Now you would expect those rulers to be in a bar because it's dark in the bar. And there's a place where witchcraft is performed or, you know, or there's a lot of gossip or strife or division or stuff that is against God. There is darkness, and the rulers of the darkness rule those principalities and that those powers. They tell them what to do. See, Satan can only be in one place, whereas God can be everywhere at once. God can hear. What is the greatest thing above zillion? Oh, well, who cares? It's above zillions of prayers. He can hear all of them at once. And he cares if you're dying of cancer, and he cares if you lost your keys. He cares about all that stuff. See, it says, far above. He seated Jesus at his own right hand. We're seated there also. Far above all these principalities and powers. And the spirit of demonic spirit of might and dominion, which they don't have any more dominion. Jesus defeated them. And then every single name that is named, I don't care what the doctor says. Don't make any difference. It's a name. It doesn't make any difference. It could be the name Lack. It could be the name of The B name. It could be, you know, any ruler's name. It doesn't make any difference what's going on. Every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that, in the world of the age that is to come. You know what? We could be, when they wrote that, we could be in that world at age to come. And there's going to be a world and an age to come after we're raptured. And depending on our faithfulness to Christ and a faithfulness to the church, because this is not this, we're the real church because of being born again and spirit-filled. And all the churches that are. You see, but that is the real church throughout the world. It isn't the denominations and all that, although there's born-again people in denominations, and there's some born-again churches where people are not born again. Not really. So, see, they're everywhere. But the real church are the born-again people. And that's huge. Okay, so however, you need to get as much as you can on this earth, learning, so you can rule and reign with Him in heaven. You can maybe rule over a city. Remember, we had that. We had that a couple Sundays ago, faithfulness on the 4th of July. It was about faithfulness. That's what God told me to preach on. Because, you know, that went right with the 4th of July to me. Okay, now that power is to us who believe. See, and that power is connected to our spirit in the unseen realm of life. That power, that dominion and authority, that dynamite power is connected to our spirit. That's resurrection power, too. And it's waiting to be activated by a, how do you activate it?
Faith.
Yeah, and how do you get faith? By the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. You, that's why the word is important. It's important. It's important that you read it. It's important that you meditate on it. It's important. So every one of us in the body of Christ, who are, that is body of Christ, are the born again people, have been wired with the power of God. You're wired. And all the power of God to operate in the kingdom of God has been delivered to you. But it's waiting for us to flip the switch and enjoy the benefits. And how do you flip the switch? Faith. How do you get faith? The word of God. Yeah, hearing and hearing the word. Okay, see, now this is why you have to be aware. The devil likes to come and flip off the switch. He likes to sneak in and flip off the switch when you're not looking. But that's why, folks, be aware. Whoo, those are the wrong thoughts. Where are they? Sometimes, you know, it's easy not to think what you're thinking. You don't even realize. You go, wait a minute, what's going on here? And come against that with your authority and you know, start singing. The best thing you can do, I think, is sing or worship God. Because like you said, if you pray in tongues, sometimes it doesn't work with the vain imaginations. Yeah, and saying the word or saying whatever. Well, you can sing the word. You are holy, Lord. You know, something like anything that comes up out of your spirit. You know, when we were first born again, we came in the charismatic movement. And in the charismatic movement, the songs were all word songs. Almost every song was a word song. And a lot of times, you know, things would be going wrong. And I all of a sudden you're singing. But you're not paying any attention to what you're singing. And I'm going, wait a minute, what am I singing? And it's coming up from out of here. And you know what? It's the answer to my problem. It's every time it's been the answer to the problem. Like, know ye not, ye are the temple. See, those are good songs. Because I went, oh, yeah, I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know, just something like that will come up, and it's the answer to it. So sometimes I'd like to get back to the old songs because they were very simple. What did I learn? A lot of things I actually learned from singing because it was the word. A lot of stuff from 1 John, the book of 1 John, too. Okay, so, but remember that the switch that activates that power is faith. I'm going to keep saying it till you all really get that's okay, yeah. Okay, the switch, this, yeah, you did. He did from Bill Winston. You know what? We were sitting there and he said something like I'm saying, and you said, faith. And he said, who said that? Who said that? And can we say? He says, come on, here's $100. Wow. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, I saved it. Me, I saved it. However, just be aware of the enemy. That's all I'm saying. Don't let don't let him switch it off. As soon as he comes, you know what to do. Dance around. You could be crying and still dance. And dance on the devil's head and you'll get rid of it. Now, I hope you know this. You are a citizen of... You are. The Bible says you are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven and you have the power, but you have to flip the switch. Everything that heaven already enjoys is yours. If you can just see, that's a scripture to get inside of you. Everything that, oh my gosh, this pain I am experiencing isn't in heaven. And I don't need to have it either, devil. Nuts to this. Okay? Okay, now, what time is it? This clock kind of stopped working. Okay, so I didn't know what to get into. Let's see. Okay, we'll save that. All those notes I took this afternoon, I was, okay, right, that's right. Now, I'll just review this a little bit and then we'll stop. And go to your air-conditioned cars, air-conditioned houses. Okay, so God's power right now is where? It's in you. And it's to you. It's not stored up in the heaven waiting for an angel to bring it. Okay? It's been spiritually wired directly to your inner man because you're born again. See, it's not just pointed toward us from heaven or from outer space, but it connected right to you. So, and Ephesians 1:19 says it's immeasurable. You got immeasurable power. That greatness of God's power is hooked to you if you are born again. God's mighty power is yours. And I'll tell you that word might. Someday I got to look it up. Somehow I just want to know more, but might, the word is might, you know, raised Jesus out of hell. So, see, it was his great might. That was my next note that raised Jesus from the dead. He had to work it in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Now just think, Jesus had a terrible time on the cross, right? Excuse me. And I guess I actually already said this, but this is kind of a review. He suffered for all humanity. He took every sin, not just the sin of let's just say pornography. It's every time every person looked at pornography. Every time, billions of that. You know what? He took every time you had flu, plus all the zillions of people that live from Adam to the end of the world, people who aren't even born yet. He took all the sin, all the sickness. He took every time it happened. That's huge. Woo! Yeah. He took it all on himself. He took, the poverty of the whole world. He took that poverty thing. And that's something we don't pay as much attention. Well, we do now, but not as in the past we haven't. And you know what? It says, and we're not going to look this up, but in Romans 5, verse 12, if you want to put it down, in Romans 6, 23, it said, sin leads to death. And he took on the sins of the whole world. His spirit, his soul, his mind, will, and emotions, and his body were overcome with all that is disgusting, everything that's dark, everything that's deadly. He took all that on us. You know what? And for this was the worst of it. For the first time in eternity, he took on the rejection and separation completely from his Father. Now that must have been awful. Can you imagine being without God right now? Oh. You know what? And it actually says in Isaiah 53 that God the Father, that's how much he loves us. He looked on and it pleased him. That it pleased God the Father to bruise his Son Jesus for our sake. You need to meditate on that. Oh, man. Whew. And then remember, also it says, you know, he was beyond human recognition. And then he was sent to hell, the region of the damned. Now, he would be there to this day if it wasn't for the substance we call power. Power. You know what? It looked like the greatest defeat ever, didn't it? But it turned out to be the greatest victory in the world for, yeah. Yeah, see. See, and when God the Father was satisfied that Jesus had been tormented enough for the sins of every human being, even those that aren't born yet. Now this, I mean, this is every human being, every one of them. That's why his body was so unrecognizable. And you know what? It was hard for them to kill him because he was so full of God at first. And when he took on all those sins, every human being. So, God then, to get him out of hell, he reconnected that Holy Spirit power to Jesus' spirit. He reconnected it. See, it was separated. Okay. So, really, that power reignited the flow of life to Jesus' inner man. Jesus was totally dead spiritually and physically for us. And he suffered for our sins. And when the Father God was satisfied, Jesus passed from death to life. Now, you know, you see that word propitiation? Propitiation means that God the Father was satisfied with what Jesus had done. And that's when he raised him back. Jesus was literally reborn again. He was. Now, that's right. He's the firstborn from the dead. He's our brother. That's how he's our brother. See, the power was so great. And that's dunamis, explosive, dynamite, nuclear, more than that power. And it brought Jesus out of a place where there was no possible exit. Have you ever heard of anybody else getting out of hell? I don't think we ever will. That was Hades, the place of the dead. H-A-D-E-S, Hades. See, his reborn spirit, it got reborn in there. And I mean, all the devils go, whoa! Light actually came in and sucked him up. And it actually rushed back to earth. It contacted his body. And his mutilated, decomposing frame was completely, instantly restored and healed. You know what? That's why he is eternally glorified with immortality. But guess what? He did all that for us, and we've got the same thing, and we'll have immortal bodies. See, mortality means that you're subject to death. Your body, your flesh is, but your spirit ain't. See, but we're going to have immortal bodies. Most of the people that have gone to heaven and come back or written books and stuff say we're about at the prime of our age, in our 30s. I'm thinking of something funny. So if you're not there yet, be sure that your figure is really good, that you're thin, and you're going to just like my shots. I'm kidding. See, I think we're all going to look good. Oh, you're not 30 yet, are you, Barry? Anyway, that was silly. Anyway, but so, and then, you know what, Jesus was, he was on the earth for a few weeks. He was teaching and training his disciples, or as he called them, apostles then. And then that same power lifted him and ascended him back to be with God the Father, with his dad, in the heavenlies. And that power also seated him at the right hand of the throne of God in heaven. And that's why he put that power in us. See, because of that power in Jesus, there was no more struggle. Right? With demonic darkness. No more, I'm saying it again. No more struggle with demonic darkness. You know, we have got that power. We have got dominion. We have got authority. But we have to activate it. Because that dominion and that authority, it ripped through the forces of sin and death and made a way. And it was easy as like a knife cutting soft butter. Just think about that. It's easier than you think. See, do you realize if you're born again, that exact same stuff, all that stuff is in you right now and it's connected to you. But you have to learn to flip the switch on by. Right. And how do you give faith? Yes, right. You know what? Let's put it this way. It's all hardwired to your spirit. You have power hardwired to your spirit, but you activate it by speaking. You know what? Okay, the woman with the issue of blood, she kept saying, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch his garment, if I could just touch his garment. Okay, so she meanders out of the house where she was not supposed to be, out of the house, or a woman would be stoned if she had an issue of blood. She took the chance. She said, what kind of life am I living now? I might as well go. All right? So she went out of the house, but she kept saying something. We have to say, just like when hands are laid on you. You know what? There's different ways, you know, that you receive a touch from God, hands laid on you. You could be going to communion, a prayer cloth. There's more ways than that. But see, all that power is hardwired in you. It's not pointed towards you. You don't have to seek it from heaven. It's not stored up in heaven for you. It literally comes, is in you. You have it. And a great price was paid for you to have that power. And you know, Ephesians 5:1 says that we're supposed to imitate our Heavenly Father. See, can you see why Jesus, when we started this whole series, we were talking about that we can heal people. We can lay hands on people. So can you see why Jesus told us to heal the sick? He told you to raise the dead. He told you to cast out devils. You all can do it if you're born again, because you're hardwired with the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. But you got activated by faith. Get in the Word. And don't believe the lies of the enemy. Don't believe them. There's a great force of power inside of you if you're born again. And you know what? It can straighten out every doctor's report. It can straighten out depression. It can straighten out financial problems. It can straighten out all the darkness and all the junk that happens to us. And the Lord will help you see who and what you are in Him. But see, that's what you've got to do. Like he was talking about this very thing. In fact, I had these notes before he came. See, it's like the 12 disciples. You have power and authority to heal, to cast out devils. You know, and they're talking about, you know, that the wealth of the wicked is going to come to the hands of the righteous. It's coming into the hands of the faithful people, because God knows their hearts. He knows where they'll put it. And yet he wants to bless them exceedingly abundantly, way far over and above you could ask or think. Amen. Amen. So you are hardwired with the power. And how do you flip the switch? Yeah, and how do you get faith? Yeah, but you got to speak that word out loud. Amen. Amen. That's it. Glory to God. Okay. Amen. Amen. It just falls. You know, when speakers come, like Ike too, though, that they leave that anointing in here. And that's good. That's why you need to go to as many services. We have high top speakers, you know. And not just any old speakers. Amen. Glory to God. Here you go. Yes. Well, hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, during praise and worship, she asked me to take the offering, and I said, I'm glad
during praise and worship.
Right, that's right. I said, I'm glad I read Brother Hagin today. Like, oh, geez. You know what I'm saying? God's good. He'll prepare you. So, well, as I was saying, that dominion, when you give God that place of reigning in life, it's, there's revelation that we have to meditate upon every day, I firmly believe. You know, just think about it. The amount of authority God gave you in your own life, He gave you so much, so much power, so much, He gave you the decision. He gave you, how do I put it? He gave you so much oomph. You have so much going on in your life, right? And he gives you all the authority to do the things that you need to do, all the authority for his plan to come to pass. You know, you're praying, your fellowship with God daily is what sets you up for that. Yeah. And I was, even with financial things, you know, we're taking these tithes and offerings. And I'll tell you a personal testimony. I owed, I think it was $400, then $500 for something. And I said, Lord, today I was meditating and I woke up and I started praying in tongues and I was going nowhere. And I was like, okay, what's going on, Lord? I was like, I started reading the word. I was going nowhere. And so I'm like, all right, Lord, what's going on? He's like, why are you worrying about it? Why are you doing these religious things worrying about it? You know, sometimes we can pray. Sometimes we can get in the word and we're not doing it out of a heart for God. We're doing it out of a heart for religion, right?
Yeah. Out of work.
And it's interesting when you say, Father, I'm going to meditate on your word. I'm going to get your word in me so faith comes. Amen. And then I'm going to release that faith. Father, I cast that care upon you for this financial thing.
Yeah.
And it's funny when you do that, you just start focusing on other things. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to get something to eat. I'm going to watch some car videos. I'm going to do, you know, you're gonna live your life. You got to have fun. And Miss Sharon, the lady I live with when I was in Bible school, she sends me a picture of a check for $600 I got in the mail. I'm like, oh, praise really? God. You know, I didn't tell anyone that. But you see God work in your life. You see how easy it is. And it's a simple flow. It's a simple flow. There's nothing complicated about God.
Yeah.
It's just so easy to do. And it don't matter who you are. Like that song was saying, we're righteous, right? We're righteous. I'm not anymore. No one in this planet is more righteous than me that's a Christian. I'm not more righteous than them. And when you have that mentality, that dominion mentality and that righteousness mentality, it gives you a certain edge. You're like, you know what? You know who I am? The devil's a bad boy. He wants to talk. He wants to talk a mess, you know? He wants to talk some fear in you. He wants to talk doubt. But when you know who you are, you just brush it off. And you say, I will not worry about it. It doesn't matter what you feel. If you feel that worry, you just keep speaking the word. And sooner or later, trust me, sooner or later, you'll feel that worry go away because your attention will be on God. You just got to fill yourself up. You know, if that worry comes, that means you're not in faith, right? But that doesn't mean you can't get in faith. You can be in faith and feel the worry and doubt. You can be in faith and feel things happening to you. But when you act on it, when you say, Father, I thank you for that $100,000 and there's not a single penny in sight. Oh, thank you for doing it. I remember when I didn't have that 100 grand, Father. You know, I remember when I didn't have that money. But oh, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Pretty soon you're going to see that money come in.
Yeah.
It's easy. You act as if it's so. Act like the word is so.
That's right.
So.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just easy. It's an easy flow. So when we take tithes and offerings today, I want y'all to remember you're giving. And when you give, we're gonna say the saying, well, speak the words, you know, and speak the words because you're acting on your faith. You're not going to feel like that money's coming in necessarily. You're not going to feel like you're releasing your faith because what? Faith isn't a feeling, right? Faith isn't feeling something. It's not feeling, oh, I know what's going to happen. I feel it. Sometimes you may feel it. Sometimes you may not. But when you act on that which you don't feel, that's true faith.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, I heard Reverend Keith Moore say, he said, what did he say? Oh, he said some of the strongest faith is when you don't feel like it.
Right.
When you dance, when you don't feel like it, when you dance because everything's going wrong, but you dance, you're letting the devil know. I forget where it is in the Bible, but it says it's to his perdition. When the devil sees you, when he brings all his best attacks and he sees you laughing at him, he's like, oh, I'm toast. I'm toast. I ain't got nowhere to do. I'm going to leave that Christian alone because he knows who he is.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to get nasty.
It's a sign to him. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You just got to get nasty. You got to get nasty for the Lord. You got to be strong. When it don't feel like it, you got to get into it. So, you hand out the offering envelopes. Praise God. You know, faith is such, it's good because God ordained a faith life for us. It's so simple, absolutely simple, absolutely easy. And when you start working it in your own life, you know, that money, I talked about that personal testimony, that money, you know, I still felt worry when it was coming in. It's interesting. I said, Lord, I give it to you. And what I did is I purposely put my attention because what you're thinking on is what you're worrying on. That always came up in my spirit. So, Lord, I said, all right, I'll put my attention on something else. You know what? I'm going to make some good food or something. You know, I'm going to get my mind off this. Because you don't need to be, if you're praying in the Holy Ghost but not addressing those thoughts that are coming to your mind by having faith in you, you know, praying in the Holy Ghost is a good thing, but that's where you got to be led by the Spirit in what you do. You know, all right, this attack's coming to me. Holy Ghost, what do you want me to meditate on? You want me to praise you? You want me to worship you? Sometimes the Holy Ghost will tell you, just take a nap. You're too tired, you know. You just got to be led. You got to be led. So let's say this. offering of thanks. As we receive today's offering, we are thanking the Lord for, and hold up, we'll pray. We're thanking him for, because he's already given it to us. We've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings. We've already, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, already healed, already whole. If we're righteous, we're prospered, right? So we're just acting on what's already true. We're not trying to get any of this. This is already ours, right? Jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, estates and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, hey, gifts and surprises, finding money, bills paid off, bills decreased, blessings and increase, generosity, increased capacity, new skills, witty inventions and ideas, wise investments, and divine favor. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all my financial needs, that we have more than enough to give into the kingdom of God and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen and hallelujah. Lord, amen. You guys can pass it now.